राधा माधव बिहारी गोपी जल्हबारी जय पिजनबधारी जसुंदन ब्रज जनंजन जसोदना ब्रजाजना नाचाई राधा महब कुंज बिहारी जय रामा कुंज बारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य श्रिय गदाधर पाशादि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा रे हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोल बोल हरे बोल हरे बोल प्रभु पद जय पद प्रभु पद जय पद जय गुरुदेव गुरु गुरुदेव गुरु पाद की हरिनाम दान की प्रेमानंदे ओम अज्ञान ज्ञानजनकया चक्षुरुलितं तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः मावं विष्णु पदा स्थाय भूतले श्रीमति वेदांत स्वामे इतने नमस्ते सिदे गौरवनी प्रदे निर्विशेषण पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे साकल्प तरुभ कृपा भयच तानेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद सीत गदाधर वास गौर भक्त वृंद कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे मुखम करोति वाचालं पंहेति गिरे परमात्म श्री गुरु दिन तारिणम श्री चैतन्येश्वर इंग्लिश हरे कृष्ण सो टुडे दिस इवनिंग डिस्कस अबाउट Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So in this world, the two types of people. So people can be categorized in different ways, because as far as spiritual subject matter is concerned, we can divide the whole human society into two groups. One group is Astic, theistic people, Nastic, atheistic people. Astic people means they believe in God, they worship God. Nastic, the God is not existing. If you nicely scrutinize the people, you find those that are Nastic, atheistic, they're full. Those that are atheistic, those that are theistic, all prefer them. Because Nastic is not a bus. You go with your life, very simple. But as soon as you come to understand all starts in your life, God, different kinds of opinion about God. On this basis, there are different kinds of there is Nirishwad. Nirishwarabad means God is not existing. There is Ekeshwarabad. One God. Then there is Bahu. There are many, many gods. Akat. Formless God. Sakarbad. God with form. So where to go? What is correct? Now you understand? Atheistic people, peaceful life, theistic gets all kinds of problems. What is that? Muslim people, one Allah, God. Life is peaceful. Christians, one God. Hindus, they believe Ekeshwarabad, one God. Hindus, how many gods Hindus have? Only 30 million, something like 330 million only for Hindus. But Hindus, they are so much fond of gods. If you go to India, they are not satisfied with 33 million gods. You go to India, there are so many new gods coming up. This Baba, that Baba, this Thakur. Prabhupada saying, in India, Bangladesh, we have factory of gods. So Bahu Ishwarabad. So what is this? The Sanatana Dharma, the Vedic literature believes in Bahu Ishwarabad, many gods, or one God. Ashruti Shastra, the Veda says, Ekameva Adityam. God is not many, it's one. Ekameva Adityam. There's no second. Bhagavan, Ekameva Adityam, Ekabai Dityanasti. Only one God existing, no second God. So now let us find out. In our Hindu teachings, Sanatana Dharma teachings, the discussions of all these gods, devatas, and Bhagavan, this, that, who is that one God? If you take the Bhagavan, for Parambrahma, two words used. One is Bhagavan, another is Ishwara. So we will discuss on basis of these two words that everybody acquainted with. All Indians, they know Bhagavan, they know Ishwara. But all Hindus, they know Bhagavan, they know Ishwara. But you ask any Hindu, what is the meaning of Bhagavan? What is the meaning of Ishwar? Not a single Hindu can say. What is the meaning of Bhagavan, meaning of Ishwar? So that is the problem. Why in a Hindu community so many new gods comes? Because they do not know what the meaning of Bhagavan. Like Krishna. India, who does not know Krishna? All Hindus, they know Krishna, whether they're Kali worshipper, Shiva worshipper, Rama, everybody knows Krishna. Not only Hindus, all Muslims, Christians, everybody they know Krishna. Muslims, they say, yeah, Krishna is there. He's a prophet, like Muhammad prophet. They accept Krishna as a prophet. Among Hindus, people, they accept Krishna as a Mahapurush. He's a great personality, Mahapurush. Among Hindus, they accept Krishna as Devata. And among Hindus, they accept Krishna. Nowadays, some are saying Krishna is a great motivational speaker. So motivational speaking is taking over the whole show, you know. So he's the great motivational speaker. Actually, whatever they say is all correct. He is everything. He can become a Devata, he can become Mahapurusha. He can become motivational speaker. But what is his real identity? What we accept him as? Devata? Mahapurusha? But what he is for us? He is? What he is for us? He is Bhagavan. Yes? Krishna is Bhagavan. How many of you agree Krishna is Bhagavan? Please raise your hands. We all know Krishna is Bhagavan, but that is not his real identity. But that is not his supreme identity, ultimate identity. He is something more than Bhagavan. We have 33 million devatas. But we have Ananta Bhagavan. Brahma Sangita saying, Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham. There Ananta Bhagavan. Rama Adi Murti Sunila, inform Rama, Bamana, Narasingha, they're all Bhagavan. Rama is Bhagavan, Bamana is Bhagavan, Narasingha is Bhagavan, Narayana is Bhagavan. So many, many Bhagavans. We may say, no, we accept one God. There are all 330 million, the demigods, the devatas. Bhagavan is one. Okay? Then somebody will ask you a question. Oh, you are saying Bhagavan is one? Rama is Bhagavan, Bhaman is Bhagavan, Narasimha is Bhagavan. There are so many Bhagavan. Then how do you believe in one Bhagavan? No, we believe Krishna. He is also Bhagavan. No, Krishna is not Bhagavan. What Krishna is? What is special designation of Krishna that we can add to? That we have learned from Srimad Bhagavatam, what Krishna is. All of you know? Etechansa kalapunsa krishnastu? There is nobody swayam Bhagavan. Anadi anantarupam. Bhagavan has many, many forms. But Swayam Bhagavan is only one. Ekameva Adityam. That is only one that Veda refers to, Swayam Bhagavan. So onwards, whenever we describe about Krishna, we should not say Krishna is a Bhagavan. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, a speciality. Okay? Then we discuss about Ishwar. What is the meaning of Ishwar? Now you know, after coming to ISKCON, otherwise we would not know. I would not know. No Hindus knows. We know Ishwar means controller. How many of you are Ishwar present here? Please raise your hand. How many Ishwaras are here? No? Each of you are Ishwar. Are you not controller? You are controlling your family. You are controlling your children. You are controlling your wives. Yes? So you are all Ishwara. Yes or no? Prabhupada is saying, we are all Ishwara.
But we are mini Ishvara. Prabhupada said, we are Ishvara, we are mini Ishvara. We are controller. But our controlling capacity is very limited. Then who are the real Ishvara's controllers? Vayu Devata, controlling Vayu. Varuna Devata, Surya, Agni, they are all Ishvara's. We are many Ishvara's. The Devatas are Ishvara's. Agni Devata Ishvara, Vayu Devata Ishvara. But all Devatas, all the Ishvara's, above all Ishvara, there is one Supreme Ishvara. What is that? All Ishvara's are controlled by? Above all Ishvara, who is there? Loudly. Parameshvara. But in between Ishvara and Parameshwar, there is one more Ishvara. Any of you know? Between Ishvara and Parameshwar, there is one more Ishvara. Any of you speculate? Huh? Maheshwara. You know Maheshwara? Mahadev. So how many Ishvaras are there? Many Ishvara, Ishvara, Maheshwara, then Parameshwara. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radha Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. So Parameshwara, Krishna is Parameshwara. If I say Krishna is Parameshwara, is only Krishna Parameshwara? Rama, Vamana, Narasingha, which groups they will be belongs to? Many Ishvara, Maheshwara, or Parameshwara? Rama is Parameshwara, Narasingha is Parameshwara, Narayan is Parameshwara. Then what is the unique position of Krishna? So many Parameshwaras. Just like we discussed about Bhagavan, then Krishna's unique position is, he is not only Bhagavan. What he is? What Krishna is? He is not only Bhagavan, I just told. He is Swayam Bhagavan. So Rama is Parameshwar, Vamana Parameshwar. So what is Krishna's unique position will be? According to Vishwanatha Chakravarti, he has a specific designation which no one else has. That is called Paratpara Parameshwar. Paratpara is beyond the beyond. Paratpara Parameshwar. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsab Bhritta. So that is Ekameva Adityam. That Krishna is one without second. He is Swayam Bhagavan, only one Swayam Bhagavan. He is only one Bhagavan, one Ishvara, that is Paratpara Parameshwar. That no one else can get this position. So that is stated in Shruti Shastra that we have to understand. That Parambrahma is one. Demigods are many. Bhagavans are many. But Swayam Bhagavan is only one. Who is that Swayam Bhagavan? Who is that Swayam Bhagavan? How many Krishnas are there? Only one, isn't it? No, not true. In the earth planet, we see only one Krishna. He appeared in Gokul, Vrindavan. Then same Krishna went to Mathura. Then same Krishna went to Dwaraka. The spiritual world, there are three Krishnas are there. One Vrindavan Krishna, one Mathura Krishna, one Dwaraka Krishna. So we are worshipping Krishna. We are not a Nirishwarabad. We are not a Bahuishwarabad. we are not Ekeshwarvad, we are Trishwarvad, because we worship Krishna. So there are three Krishnas are there. One Krishna in Dwaraka, one Krishna in Mathura, and one Krishna is in Vrindavan. Who is Krishna are we worshipping to? Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajasatanaya, Taddham, Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachidupasana, Brajabhadu Bhargana, Jakalpita, Srimat Bhagavatam, Amalam Pramanam, Premapumartha Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamedam, Tatradaru Naparaha. So we are worshipping Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna in Vrindavan, following the footsteps of gopis. So out of three Krishnas, Dwaraka Krishna is Aishwarya Bhava and he is complete, Purna. Dwaraka Krishna is Purna. Mathura Krishna, Aishwarya Madhurya Bhava, he is Purnatara, more complete. But Vrindavan Krishna, Purnatam, most complete. You understand? The Vrindavan Krishna, Madhurya was most complete. So, is there anything beyond that? Most complete, superlative. In grammar, anything beyond? Good, better, best. Is there anything higher than best? Complete? More complete, most complete. That's end of the world. But interestingly, this Vrindavan Krishna, who's regarded as the most complete, still he's incomplete. The most complete Krishna is still incomplete. In which way? Krishna is still incomplete. Radharani, yes. Krishna is incomplete because his three desires were unfulfilled. Isn't that it? All of you know Krishna, Parambrahma, absolute truth, supposed to be the most complete. But he has three unfulfilled desires which makes him little incomplete. Little incomplete. His three unfulfilled desires is Siradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrishibanaiva, that he developed a desire to understand the greatness of the glories of love of Srimati Radharani. How great it is, that Krishna did not understand that. Swadhyajana Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrishva Madhya, what kinds of sweetness that I have, that Radharani, my devotees, they are enjoying by serving me. So I must know that. Saukhyangchasya Madanubhavata, then what kind of pleasure my devotees are deriving by serving me. These three desires are unfulfilled. So that Krishna, who is most complete, still incomplete in regards to he has three unfulfilled desires. Purna, Purnatara, Purnatama. What could be beyond that? Any other words? Beyond Purnatama? Beyond most complete? In English, you have anything? Super most complete? So Purna, Purnatara, Purnatama, and beyond that is Paripurnatama. Have you heard this word? Pari? Paripurnatama? All Indians must have heard that. Have you heard Pariprasnana? Pariprasnana? Pari? Pari is used for circumference, round, pari. That is beyond complete, is most complete, beyond most complete, super most complete, paripurnatama. So when Bhagavan, he becomes paripurnatama, that his three desires are fulfilled, so that is in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So that is the last abadhi, last limit of the absolute truth. Understand? The last limit of the absolute truth revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, revealed by Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita, the last limit of the absolute truth, that beyond that nothing can exist. The complete, more complete and most complete, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that Krishna, he appeared in Jagannath Puri in two forms. One in Jagannath form, another is in Gauranga form. Two forms. In Jagannath form, he is Bhagavan. He is enjoying the service rendered by his devotees. He is releasing that. And same Krishna also, he appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu as devotee, Bhakta and Bhagavan. So Jagannath Puri, the pastime in Jagannath Puri, the supermost, because in other, all other dham, this does not happen. Ajul Puri, Jagannath Puri, among all tirthas, Puri, Jagannath Puri is topmost tirtha, topmost. How many of you believe that? That Puri is the topmost dham? Not Vrindavan? Not Dwaraka? Did they compare? Gambhira. Actually, if you read Puranas, any Purana you will read, they will describe Ajodhya, about Ajodhya description. It's written, Ajodhya is such a dham, nothing is equal to Ajodhya, is topmost dham on this planet. Next chapter, speaking about Dwaraka. Oh, Dwaraka, there is nothing equal to Dwaraka. Dwaraka is the topmost one. The next, Banaras. Oh, Banaras, the best one, Banaras. Nothing equal to. Every dham they say, nothing equal to it, the topmost dham. Then how you consider which is the topmost? Have you eaten laddu? How many of you eaten laddu? Laddu? Gol laddu? Which side of laddu is very tasty? Well, anywhere. It's like that. Every dham is like that. But what happens? When these Purana writers, they engage themselves in writing the glories of some dham, they describe, they get so much engrossed with the greatness of that dham. They get developed feeling, wow, this dham must be the topmost one. So whichever dham they describe, they say this is the topmost dham. But if you analyze properly, then you will see the Jagannath Puri is really, really the topmost dham. Because in Jagannath Puri, Bhagavan's pastimes becomes paripurnatama. Where Jagannath is releasing his pastimes as Bhagavan, and also is releasing his topmost pastime as Bhakta. So in this way, Jagannath Puri is the most complete, because Bhagavan, Krishna, Krishna's the Bhagavan Swayam, but he manifests in two forms to bring more complete to his pastimes. That Puri is the topmost place. And also, Bhagavan has anadi ananta rupam, unlimited forms. Through unlimited forms, Lord, enjoying unlimited bhava and rasas. Three are most prominent, Aishwarya bhava, Madhurya bhava, and Audarya bhava. Dwaraka is Aishwarya bhava, Vrindavan is Madhurya bhava, Navadvipa is Audarya bhava, Udar, very munificent. But Shastra says that if you go to Jagannath Puri, in Jagannath Puri, Dwaraka is there, Vrindavan is there, Navadvipa is there. How many of you have been to Puri, Jagannath Puri? Jagannath Temple, you have seen Jagannath Temple? The Jagannath Temple, there is Dwaraka, Aishwarya. Jagannath Aishwarya, so much Aishwarya. This temple size is so big. I think India's biggest temple is Jagannath Puri Temple. Now in West Bengal government has built one temple same like Puri Jagannath Temple. Have you heard about that? No? West Bengal government, that lady, chief minister, on the sea beach of West Bengal, she built a temple like Jagannath Puri Temple. And interestingly, by the mercy of Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada's mercy, she gave the seva, puja, worshipping Jagannath to service to ISKCON devotees. Yes. And she wants specifically that Western devotees must worship these deities. She says publicly, Puri Jagannath is only for Hindus, but here is Jagannath, is Jagatnath, is for the whole world. He always insists, bring 30, 40, 50 white body people who are not allowed in Jagannath temple. They will do puja, seva puja. It could be very merciful because Bengal is Audarya Dham, Mahapurush place. Jagannath is very strict maybe there. So he has to become less strict here. So Mahapurush Dham, all avatars, everybody have to come to Mahapurush Dham. When Narasimha Bhagavan appeared in South India, very ferocious, very angry, because Hiranyakashipu was torturing Raj. But after killing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimha Bhagavan was still very angry mood. Then finally, after killing Sipu, he washed all blood, everything was there. He came to Nabat. There is Alakananda River to wash his hand. That is in Godrum Deep. And Narasimha, he cooled down. They are completely knowing this, all the devatas, they are called Devapalli. When I joined ISKCON, the bank of that river has transformed a pond because they are drying up. There are many broken houses. And these houses were built by the Narasimha Bhagavan will cool down so that we can worship him here. Nowadays, I don't see 50 years, 40 years when I saw that. So Jagannath or Mayapur Nabadan, in Mayapur also, I have seen Jagannath, many have seen. I call it two in one. Darya Dham and Uyab Dham, Jagannath. The most manifestation of the Supreme Personality, Lord, he is Swayam Bhagavan. Parameshwar, but for a benefit, he has his own purpose also. But he came in two forms, Mahaprabhu, Audarya, very munificent. He knows of Kali Yuga, Mandasya, Manda Matahya, Manda Padrata. We are lazy people. We cannot do tapasya. We cannot do tyag. Then Mahapurush said, you lazy fellows, just sit. Very simple. Simple process. Chant Hare Krishna God. Is chanting Hare Krishna very difficult? Easy or difficult? Easy or difficult? It's very easy. But most of experience, as soon as you pick a bead bag, you fall sleepy. Yes. I don't say all, because some of you may be not. What does that mean? Because Mahaprabhu gave just chana. Then Krishna realized, because they are not only super lazy. So out of the super lazy people, then came as Jagannath. All super lazy people come to me. How can all you have to do, you take Mahaprasad and go back to Godhead. So this is easy or difficult? Super lazy people, if you have a mala, if the Mahaprasad plate come in, it falls. Sometimes I think the Bhagavan merciful is worried for us. Then we are worried, isn't it? Our sufferings, we don't recognize suffering. Suffering. Just they recognize that eating is too good, but we recognize. Same Bhagavan is. And he's so worried, so different ways, spreading his net, how to bring to God. So this way, Acharya's trouble is sadhya sadhana tat. Sadhya means what the goal of life. Sadhana to reach the goal. Discussed how analyzed and explained to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarya. Mahaprabhu has present sadhya in very systematic, practical way, logic also. So each verse of Sanatana, this is to analyze these things. Nirishwarabad, Bahuishwarabad, Bhavata, Bhagavan, Bhagavan. Then understand the Supreme. Aradhya Bhagavan, Bajasatana, Ham, Vrindavan. The Supreme Personality of God, that is Lord Sri Krishna. This way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sada Goswami is Nana Shastra Naika Nipuno Tapako. Jin Shastra, Jnana Kanda, Jin Shastra, Dhyana, demigod worships. You are full. Number one, why are demigods, devata? But who taught us to worship devatas? Told us to worship devatas. Where is the? Is there anywhere mentioned devata? Shastra says yes or no? Shastra says devata, yes or no? Yes. It describes 96% karma. Krishna, you only told us to do devata pujas. You are fear worship. Has given a very nice answer to that. The point is, Nana Shastra Vicharano. Everything is given in scriptures. Krishna, all these matavads, all these opinions, but every philosophy, including Ritik philosophy, Krishna saying has come from me only. I read one verse. He is saying, unless there is somebody, nobody can give his matavad, his opinion. Everything comes from me. Everything is there in literature. Devata puja, yajna, hava, jnana jaga, we may say karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakale visarvanda. With poison, but you have given us the poison. You have given us. Then Bhagavan, I have given you, told you. You go to my devotee, do everything and tell you what to do. Nana shastra vicharanaika nipuno sadharma sansthapako. So our great Goswamis, they have analyzed all the systematic. And they have established Swayam Bhagavan. How Krishna is Master Bhagavan? Then how should you surrender? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Sundar Jiva ki, Gaur Premanand. Any question? Yes?
In a Gita stated, Prabhupada stated in chapter 9, one means six quality. Beauty, opulence, strength, fame, and renunciation. Bhagavan?
Yes, they're all Bhagavan. They all have this. They're all Bhagavan. Swayam has some special quality. There are 64 qualities. Has 50 qualities. And first living entity of those qualities that Brahma has. Shiva has 60. Has 50 qualities. Out of 64, Brahma, 50 qualities. We all ladies have drop qualities. Lord Shiva, he has extra that Brahma does not have. 55 qualities. Narayana, all Bhagavan, Sarjasa, Samagrasa, Vidyasa, the 60 qualities. Only Krishna, his Rupa Madhuri, Venu Markiya, Lila Madhuri, Premnika, this body that Krishna has. So people understand. Krishna in this way, that you know Krishna. Not Krishna is a Mahapurusha, he is a motivator. But Prabhupada and Prabhu, he has to understand what is Krishna. So we have to make all followers of Sanatana to understand Krishna. Isn't it? Krishna. So I have an announcement. I have another program there. I have come from my started speech. Satalaktha Gita Lekhana Mahajag. 1 crore people writing Bhagavad Gita. One Gita with translation, one empty. And they said to write only 2 slokas every day. And 1 year handwritten. Great wealth in your read Bhagavad Gita. Your hand. How many of you hear Bhagavad Gita? How many of you write Bhagavad Gita? Okay. 1 or 2. Reading Gita or listening Gita, fall sleepy also. When you are hearing Gita, when you write, will you fall asleep? So that's why we should start writing now. Write, you will be intimately connected. Of course, you may miss 1 or 2 here. Writing, you are watching, you are writing, you are seeing. So that we are enrolling Bhagavad Gita, only $10, and you will get this in 1 English. But we need your WhatsApp and your name, special puja. Once you 1 year offer this book, Radha, then you keep in your house, memorable. And where you write every day 1 line Mahamantra. This book will take to Mayapur, keep full handwritten Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Tiopas. For next 10,000 years, people will come from Sarkmam and your will be there. You will be gone. Right? You have earned so much young children, finish everything. For Gita Deep, 4, 5, 6 generations. So if you are interested, please give your name and phone number, enroll yourself in this Bhagavad Gita program. Just imagine if a 10 mithil planet, they write Bhagavad Gita, how much auspice every earthly planet. Those that are doing this engaged Bengal and India, they are getting karma, many karma, nothing to do with ISKCON, writing very, very. And also books, each book 3-4 copies, Radharani, Jagannath, Sri Mandir, one book Sri which explains the temple. I request Western devotees that everything what is inside the temple. And with those you have Buddha, every temple, every day, every pipe, every tree, every stone, how the 6 times, how many varieties food you eat, all. You will get, of course, unfortunately, not many, each copies are there. If you want, thank you so much. Just
If any copy of the book, please come forward and take of that. With some protection, Narasingha Dev's oil, please come and from.